Were you surprised yesterday that Nicola Sturgeon didn't extend the coronavirus vaccine passport scheme as some might have predicted beforehand?
Well, I think if you look at the Scottish Government's evidence paper on the issue, there are lots of different things to consider. And we have a four harms framework in Scotland. Harm one, the virus, direct health harms. Harm two, to the NHS and social care. Harm three, social harms, mental health, education. Harm four, the economy and businesses. So the government really have to weigh up those four things. And at a time when infections are high, but they're not rising as they are in other parts of Europe, and the vaccine rollout for boosters is going well, they really have to weigh up what is proportionate. And that's why you can see they've decided not to go ahead, but they've kept the door open if they need to expand certification in future.
Do you feel the scheme is driving people towards taking up vaccination when, if it wasn't there in the first place, they might have not bothered?
I think there's some signs that it may have made a difference, but a modest one. Again, if you look at that evidence paper, I think the issue is that we were starting from a high base. You know, a target age group, say for vaccine certification for nightclubs, would be 18 to 29s. Those rates of vaccination did go up after the scheme was announced. But it's already at a fairly high base. In terms of, for example, people who are age 17 to 21, we've got about 64% who have had both doses. Needs to go higher. I think it has a role to play. But, now the government is shifting its attention to not only speaking about that, but thinking about regular testing as a way to really try and protect ourselves, and I think that's going to actually be very relevant for everyone as we head into the Christmas season.
Yeah, now talking about Christmas, obviously that's really close. How optimistic are you that we can avoid a repeat of last year's horrible Christmas when obviously all these big restrictions had to come in?
Well, nobody has a crystal ball, and a new variant might pop up. Some people are speculating on that in Europe. I've seen no evidence. If that happens, we're not in a good place. That aside, if we continue on the current trajectory and people remain cautious, as I say, do your regular testing twice a week, use a lateral flow before you're going out, you're socialising or visiting an elderly relative, take up the boosters. If we can keep that going and expand vaccines to teenagers, I think we'll have a very different Christmas from last year. That's my hope.
My final question is regarding the booster. Obviously, the take-up seems to be quite good at the moment, but what would you say to listeners in terms of how critical that third jab is in terms of protection against COVID?
It's really key. I mean, I've seen all the data that's publicly available, and immunity is waning, not only in older age groups, but in people in midlife. I would really encourage people to take it up. It will really bring that immunity back up to well over 90%, including within 7 days. It's a rapid response that we mount to a booster jab. I've heard from people of my age in their 50s who are saying, oh, you know, I'll just put it off till after Christmas, even though I might be able to get my appointment, say, mid-December. Please, please don't do that. Just get the earliest appointment you can when you're 6 months post-second dose.
Fantastic. Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, Professor Bold.